Blog Talk Radio.
Here's something off the request line from Liberty Island. We gotta squeeze some New Year's juice from you, Big Apple.
All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Yes Have Some Live. Live from Atlanta, Georgia. My name is Craig Goldberg. As always, I am here with my co-host for the evening, Abigail Gardner. Abigail, what is up?
What's up, dudes?
How are you?
I'm having a great night.
Cool, cool.
Very excited.
Jacob's here with us too, but I got to press the right button here. I don't want to press the wrong button and cut people off and all that kind of crazy stuff. So, Jacob Walsh, are you with us? Hold on. We're already having a technical difficulty. Jacob Walsh, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Oh, we got you, buddy.
Hello. How are you?
Cool.
Welcome back.
I'm very good.
Jake, you were in a land far away from here for the last week. We're going to get into it, but before we get into that, the chaos that you experienced out on the West Coast, I did want to say welcome back to you.
Thanks, man.
Cool. And I think Abby wants to say welcome back.
Hey, welcome back, man.
There it is.
Thanks, guys.
We
had your car here while you were gone, so a little piece of joke.
Right.
Yeah. It's nothing like having a Jurassic Park car in your parking lot to have the neighbors think you're weirder than you already are.
I felt cool every day I went out there. I had to stop myself from taking pictures in front of it because I didn't want to be rude. I didn't want to be lame, but I did feel very cool.
So, guys, guess what? The Yes Have Some podcast is always full of surprises. We have a surprise already. It's coming out the gate. Are you guys ready for this? On the line with us already is the head of the Georgia Ghostbusters, the legend, the myth, Chase Ambrose. He is with us right now. Chase, how are you?
Where's it? Wham, wham, waffle. What's up, everybody?
What's up, Chase?
Breathing. I don't know what that was. I liked it.
It's a Futurama reference, so,
oh.
Yeah.
Oh, supposed to be.
Cool.
For not knowing that.
Cool.
But very cool. I liked it.
Very cool. I think, Chase, you are long overdue as a guest to be back here at the Yes Have Some podcast.
Yeah, we miss
you.
Well,
you know, people like me. Women want to be with me, and men, you know, want to be me. Animals, dogs, cats, they all like me.
Oh,
you're like the Kevin Nash of the Georgia Ghostbusters.
Sounds like video to me.
So we're already getting some weird clicking and clanking, but hey, that's what happens on live radio.
The rat ghost. I'm blaming rat ghost for everything. Yeah, 100%.
Cool. So guys, give me 1 second. Let me try to see where that's originating from. And if you get cut off, either one of you, please call back. Hold on.
No.
Just not going to call back. Just forget it.
All right. Who's the 229 number?
That's me.
Jake, all right. I'm going to cut you off. Call back.
All right.
Cool.
Burn.
Oh, we burned him.
Some jams.
He's
yeah.
gone, everybody. Jake is gone.
Jake's kicked off the podcast.
All right. Cool.
Banned.
Banned from the podcast. So while we wait for Jake to call back, which he's going to do any
second
now. We're
going to shit talk him.
We're going to talk so much shit about him. God, I can't believe he's finally gone.
I was glad he was gone.
Cool. So just a couple – before we get started, before we start taking calls, we got already a bunch of people on hold. We're going to get to everybody tonight. Let me make sure. Jake, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Everything's good. We did not shit talk you while you were gone.
No, I said like a bunch of nice
things. No, I heard you. I fucking heard you. It's cool.
So cool. So this is what we're going to do. We got some housekeeping to take care of right at the top. We ran a contest this week on Yes Have Some. We did a little giveaway, right? We're giving away a Ghostbusters 2016 prize pack to all the people who shared our post from our brand new YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Yes Have Some on YouTube.
We started it. We built this city.
I'm just repeating what Abby's saying at this point. We just drew a name from all the people who shared the post. So congratulations to Mike Garth. of Ghostbusters of Las Vegas. You won the prize, Pat. I don't know if you're listening. We will contact you here and get that situated. And, ooh, man, we got some technical difficulties.
Yeah.
Jake, I don't know if it's your phone or what. Are you on headphones?
I am on headphones. I don't hear anything. What's it? What are we hearing?
Oh, maybe it's just us. Cool. It's gone.
It stopped when you said that. Like, so, you spoke it away. That
Jake,
was...
we're going to need you to talk the entire time without stopping.
Yeah, all right, here
Jake,
we go.
Jake, the sound is similar to, like, if you have a prostitute in, like, a skin-tight rubber suit and you keep rubbing back and forth on her as she... That's what it sounds like.
I asked if you had one of those.
I know exactly what you what you're talking about.
Ay-yi-yi. This is all good. All right, guys.
No, it's good.
It is good. So
Monopoly's good.
Monopoly's going to be good.
That's going to be good.
All right, so what's on everybody's mind before we get started? Ghostbusters 2016. We are a little bit over a month away for the first time ever. 1989, we can say Ghostbusters next month. It's combustible. Everybody's freaking out. Chase, you've been doing this a long time. Have you ever seen it like this before?
No. It's some of the craziest stuff that I've seen in, like, forever. I just, quick sidebar, though, man. I am stressed, guys.
Yeah.
Man, I need to talk.
Go for it.
You're in the stress confessional. Feel free to talk.
Okay. So I'm stressed about, there's an event going on. I think we all know what it is. Taking place in New York. And I really, really want to be able to get my big fat ass out there and enjoy it firsthand. And like I said, you know, being this is the Yes Have Some podcast, I'm sure you're all familiar with the limited time event in New York. I'm speaking, of course, about Steely Dan. Steely Dan is going to be at the Beacon Theater for 10 nights in October. It's like the fifth time ever that they've done this. They're doing full album performances. I'm talking like Royal Scam, Countdown to Ecstasy. Then they're doing a popular demand night where people vote. And then they're doing a greatest hits night, and it's going to be crazy. The box wine is going to flow like water, and I got to be there. And that's what I'm talking about.
Dude.
Well, I think all Ghostbusters know about that event.
Steely Dan's where it's at. I've never listened to a Steely Dan song in my life. I have no idea what you're talking about, but it sounds fun.
Yeah.
We're going to change that soon.
Yeah.
Soon. Okay. So Jake dropped off again. We're going to get him back on. No big deal. I think... There he is. Jake, are you back?
I'm here.
Okay. The sound is gone. We fixed it.
Whew, I feel good.
I feel very good about what's happening.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
She must
so,
be in the trunk.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, you're good.
It's just like dirty. All right,
cool.
And one less thing to stress about.
Jake, what you missed while you were gone for 2 seconds was Chase was very worried about missing a run of Steely Dan concerts out in New York.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
While everybody else is worried. So, Chase, I like that. I like that you're stressed about missing that concert, but I think a lot of people are worried about missing, like, that barbecue film. What's it called? There's, like, an interactive Ghostbusters event going on next week out in New York.
Nobody wants to see that.
No one wants to see it.
Uh-huh.
Guys, who wants to see that original Ghostbusters? Don't you know that that's gone?
Yeah, that's all gone. They deleted that.
It doesn't exist anymore. Well, cool, Jake. So we mentioned it at the top of the show. You took a little trip out to the West Coast. We're going to go into it more extensively, I think, on our next episode. But you got to do something pretty cool, and I think you wanted to share that with the Yes Have Some Live crowd.
Yeah, I got to pee in a volcano.
Oh,
wait, you're talking about the Ghostbuster stuff. Okay.
No, I was talking about you peeing in that volcano.
I got to spend a day in California, and I chose to spend that day at Sony, and I took the Sony tour. I got to check out Ghost Corps. I got to see the cars, which was amazing. What's that?
I said, did you get to check out Eric?
I didn't because somebody wasn't there.
Eric was not there.
It was cool. I did get to step inside and check out the place, which I don't, you know, for people who've never been there or can't really tell from the photos, it is just like an office. So, like, I walk in, and immediately, like, all these heads, like, pop over their cubicles and their desks, and they're like, what is, who let this guy in here? Like, everybody looks confused, and they're like,
I just peed in the volcano. I do what I want.
It was cool, though. They let me look around. There's not a whole lot to see in there, honestly, but it was cool. I checked it out, and, dude, just seeing the cars, like, being able to see that original Ecto, and then the new Ecto, man, that shit is tight.
Yeah. That's cute.
It was good.
Yeah. Did you touch it? Like, how close did you get? Did you put your body on it?
I put I put so much of my body on it.
Yeah. I pressed hard.
You know, took some pictures, checked the cars out. I also got to get over to the Sedgwick where they catch Slimer, and I got to check that out, take a couple photos inside there, which was really fun.
Yeah, that elevator looked really cool.
It was good, man. Yeah, it was a good trip. I did a couple other movie related things, but as far as Ghostbusters, like, that was pretty much it. I got to see the cars, and that's something I've wanted to do for a long time, especially since I found out, you know, that they're just sitting there and you can just go look at them. So it was fun.
Right.
It was good.
Speaking of which, have they removed the hood ornament off of the reboot car?
Yeah, it's gone. That was the first thing. I was like, oh, man, maybe I can unscrew this hood ornament. But, yeah, it was gone. It was just like a little screw sitting there.
Yeah, from what I understand, they've had to take it off because people have been trying to snatch it, so they have it, like, for safekeeping in one of the warehouses or something.
What a bunch of assholes.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like, I kind of understand it, but also that's kind of terrible. I thought it was because it was, like, no longer screen accurate, like, they had removed it from, like, footage in the film, but that's obviously not the case.
Hey, Jake, do they let you cash your check that they give you for supporting the reboot?
Well,
can you cash that on site?
Where can you cash that?
Well, they let me pick them up, and I got your checks, by the way, too. I got yours in your little Sony envelope. It's such a cute envelope. It's got a little Sony logo on it. It's so good.
Oh, cool, cool. Hand signed by Dan Aykroyd and Ivan Reitman. I can't wait to get that. I'm not even going to cash mine. I'm just going to frame it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm cash it.
I hope people know that that's a joke. Guys, this is a joke.
There are no checks.
No, he's lying. There are checks. And the signature on mine is all jacked up because the cuff on the blood pressure machine at Walgreens was too tight around Aykroyd's arm when he was trying to sign it. he had to hit the red button to get it to release.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. Guys, are we falling apart already? We're not. Guys, so here's the thing. We got a lot of people on hold. We got Jake coming back from California. He's peeing in a volcano.
And we're all stressed out.
Chase is doing God knows what. And we're going to go to our first caller right off. So we like to have a little surprise every now and then right here at the Yes Have Some podcast, right?
Surprise.
Surprise. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Let's do it.
Okay, so our first caller of the night, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, caller from the West Coast?
Hey, guys, this is Robin Shelby.
Whoa!
Hey,
Robin.
Look at that.
How are you?
Slimer herself.
Everybody, this is Robin Shelby, one of our favorite people here in the Ghostbusters community, and you know her best as Slimer himself from Ghostbusters 2. Robin, thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, I had to. I couldn't resist. I saw you guys driving the show. I'm like, I've got to say hi. I've got to check in and see how you guys are doing.
Well, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Actually, I am as excited as all of you are for next month for the release of the movie. I can't wait.
Yes.
Yeah, we're excited. we've been talking about it so much. Robin, let's just ask you. You've been part of the Ghostbusters community for a long time, since 1989, since Ghostbusters 2 came out. Have you seen anything close to this as far as excitement or chaos or good or bad, just the level of just the amount of Ghostbusters talk going on in the general public?
It's insane. It's insane. And my theory is with the new film coming out, it's just keeping Ghostbusters relevant. And kind of introducing it to a whole new generation. And I think, to me, that's exciting. It's a great thing. And I just, without the film even being out there yet, personally, you know, I'm very excited. I love the trailers. I don't kind of understand the people who are making a judgment before even getting to see it, kind
right.
of thing. But I think it's opening up Ghostbusters even further than Ghostbusters 1 and 2. It's like I said, a whole new generation of kids are going to fall in love with it as well. So it could only be good for the Ghostbusters community, I think.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how I feel about it. I think it's a great thing and kind of don't understand why people aren't just kind of curious and excited about it.
Amen, sister.
Yeah, I agree.
Couldn't agree more.
And I see a lot of it. I see a lot of people very excited about it. I do. But you have some people that are just, you know, just complete opposite. And I just don't quite get it. But, you know, you're not going to be able to please everybody all the time. But the good news is I'm seeing lately a lot more positive, which is wonderful. So
yeah.
that's kind of a good thing.
Yeah, I think something weird's happening where I think maybe because we went so long with all the rumors and all the letdowns with the third Ghostbusters movie that I think that
mm-hmm.
denial comes into play. Like maybe people just really didn't even believe this was happening. And now that
there's Ecto Cooler almost on the shelves, like I think that's turning the tide for everyone.
Yeah. So Robin, so you do a lot of fan events and conventions and you interact with fans all the time, but, you know, for those who haven't got a chance to meet you, maybe could you give us a little bit of, I don't know, a couple minutes of your history, how you got involved with Ghostbusters 2 and what it's been like to have that be part of your legacy?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. I originally, I did a movie called Willow. I was a troll that met Willow at the top of a bridge and got eaten by a two-headed monster.
Very cool.
And that was that Industrial Light and Magic. And, They were looking for somebody to play Slimer at Industrial Light and Magic, and Ned Gorman, who's one of the managers there, said, "Hey, I remember Robin from Willow. Let's call her in. Let's audition her." And I got it that day. I went in and met with them, and Tim Lawrence, who's also one of the special effects supervisors and managers there, you know, put me through the ringer that day. But I ended up walking away. Being able to play a very iconic and wonderful character.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Slimer is as synonymous with Ghostbusters as anything. You know, the car, the proton pack, the actors, like everybody knows Slimer.
Yeah.
So what was it
right.
like when you saw the trailer for the new movie and saw Slimer on screen again? Was it a little surreal? Was it a little weird?
It is surreal, but you know what? It was kind of, I loved it. I personally loved it. I thought it was really cool. Completely enjoyed it like any other fan, you know, has been enjoying it. I loved it. I sat back and thought and Slimer and everything else, I thought, wow, okay, this is gonna be really great. And then when I saw the trailer in the big theater, it was even more exciting because it looked even better, which was awesome. It's like, you know, so yeah, I fell in love with everything, including the Slimer in the reboot. I think he looks fantastic. I love
cool,
it.
Cool.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And don't forget Ms.
So Robin,
Slimer.
Robin, I have one suggestion for you. I'm friends
sure.
with Ari Lehman, who he played Jason in the original Friday the 13th. He was the kid that jumps up out of the water at the end. And so
okay.
he has this band that's called First Jason. So, you know, now with the toys we've seen, there's a Lady Slimer, so you could be First Lady Slimer.
Yeah.
I saw that,
see that show.
That's pretty cool. That's very cool.
Yeah, Slimer might be getting a calendar. I guess we'll know. And we'll know in about 6 weeks what
yeah.
the deal is with that.
I guess we will all find out together very soon, hopefully, right?
Yes, absolutely.
As far as conventions go, that's like for me, that's been such an amazing and fun way to connect with people I normally wouldn't have met any other way. So, all around, you know, different parts of the country, I've gotten to not just meet fans, but make friends too.
Awesome.
Friends that I keep in touch with, you know, now and forever. I'll have friends forever that way. But I love it. I think conventions are such a very cool way to be close, personal, and and do some panels and talk about your experience. And I love it.
Yeah.
I really love doing them.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, Robin, thank you so much for calling in. Before we got a lot of people on hold. They're all foaming at
Absolutely.
The mouth to talk about Ghostbusters. But before you step off, do you have any upcoming appearances where people can find you? And also, how can people find you online on social media?
Oh, definitely. Find me on Facebook, Robin Shelby on Facebook. Twitter, it's Actress R. Shelby on Twitter. And the best way to keep kind of track of conventions, there's one that I'll be able to announce probably in the next few weeks, I'm hoping. But I have one in October, one in November. But best way to do it is go to robinshelby.net. And there's a news link that you can just go, and it'll have every event that I'm getting ready to go to listed there. So that's really easy to kind of, and I keep it up to date. So whenever something is new, I add it that day. So that's probably the best way to keep informed of what's going on.
Very cool.
Awesome.
Very cool. Well, Robin, thank you so much. Please do not make this the only time you call in. We're going to be doing live shows basically every week leading up to the release, and I know everyone's going to want to know your impressions, and it's just so cool to have you chime in, and, you know, being a part of the Ghostbusters community is very, very awesome.
Yeah,
so
thanks for everything.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me, and we'll definitely talk, and it's almost there. We're almost ready to do it.
There.
I'm excited.
We're almost there.
Yep, we're almost there. All right. Have a great night, Robin.
Yeah, take care. Thanks.
Thanks,
Robin. You too. Bye.
Cool. Robin Shelby, how cool. She just chimed in.
Very
cool.
Yeah.
That's
she
awesome.
Messaged
She's so
me
nice.
She is
yeah.
so nice.
Absolutely.
That's what I really love about the Ghostbusters community, right? What other community do you have actors and actresses just calling in and directors?
Right.
You don't get that in Star Wars. You know what happened in the Star Wars community this week? Two things. One, Rogue One's going to serious reshoots. And two, George Lucas was named on Heidi Fleiss's Madam book. So there you go.
So, wow, I did not know
I just threw
that.
George Lucas under the bus.
God damn it. I was like, before or after he was eating the Chinese food by himself at the mall in Australia? Oh, Jesus.
Cool. So, Jake, a little bit more about your trip to California. You mentioned something to me that I thought was really funny. You ran into a pretty famous person on your Sony tour, didn't you?
I did, man. I was on the Sony tour, and, you know, they told us when we started, they were like, you know, you might see some famous people. Just wave. Don't annoy them. Don't ask for anything. So walking along, and a golf cart comes by, and John Voight is sitting on the back of the golf cart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dentist?
It was the dentist.
Cool.
He was looking for his pencil,
Hey, so listen, guys, before we move on, we got a bunch of callers on the line. Good Seinfeld reference. I like that.
Thank you.
I stole
you.
That joke from Jake told me somebody else said that. I stole their joke.
Yeah, it was funny. It's good enough to go with it.
Cool. So before we move on, I did want to talk about something real quick. Tonight's episode is brought to you by Carnivorous Creations. If you guys don't know about Carnivorous Creations, that is it's a prop building shop that's doing some of the best stuff in the Ghostbusters community right now. Proton pack parts, fiberglass shells. If you're looking to build a proton pack, you're going to want to reach out on Facebook. Carnivorous Creations, that's with a K, Carnivorous with a K Creations. And
just
also
like corn.
Just like corn with a K. But don't do a backwards R when typing it
in. Don't flip it. I know you want to.
And then you can go to carnivorouscreations.com. Check out their stuff. They just put out a brand new item that I know we're all foaming at the mouth, no pun intended, to get. A 1-to-1 scale Terror Dog head made from the production molds of Ghostbusters. You've seen something very, very similar in the Ghost Corps office hanging on the wall.
I kissed it.
Abby kissed it. I think Jake probably kissed it, too.
Actually, I didn't do a real kiss. My lips just kind of hovered out of respect, and then I pulled away. It was hot.
But, so Carnivorous Creations on Facebook, check them out. The Terror Dog head is limited to 84. They're doing payment plans. This is kind of like if you are a Ghostbusters collector or a movie memorabilia collector, this is kind of the one piece you're going to want. I know I'm going to get one, and I'm going to stick it on the wall. And
Stick it somewhere.
I'm going to stick it on the wall. Jake, Chase, I know you guys have both seen that Terror Dog head, and I know we're all very impressed with Carnivorous Creations.
Yeah, good stuff.
It's amazing.
Thank you, Chase. It is amazing.
Thanks, Chase.
Cool. So check them out on Facebook, carnivoruscreations.com. We're going to start hitting the phone lines here. We got a bunch of people on hold. And let's see. We want to do this in order. So right off the top, 646, you're on the line. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, guys. This is Ben. What's up, guys?
Hey. What was your name?
Hey, Ben.
Ben, cool. Where are you calling from, Ben?
I'm calling from Tampa, Florida.
Oh, cool.
How's it going, man? How's it going down there in Tampa?
Oh, all right. It's hot, but, you know, other than that, can't complain.
Cool, man. Cool. What's welcome to Yes Have Some Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just want to say, first of all, you guys get, like, all the great guests. I don't know how, you know, it's just, I just love hearing all the guests that you guys get. And
thanks, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for your support. Yeah, it's really cool.
Sorry.
You're good. We've had some cool guests. We had Paul Feig on a couple weeks ago. We have Robin Shelby on tonight. And we really appreciate you listening.
Hey, in Ben's defense, man, it's overwhelming talking to you guys for the first time. So just, you know, sometimes you have to pause. So yeah,
I interrupt people.
This happens to me every day. I go to the bank. I go to the grocery store. People don't know what to say to me.
Yeah.
I think it's because this happened to me at work today. This guy who I've never talked to just came up to me. He's like, hey, man, I got a question for you. Do you like Ghostbusters? I was like, I do. What gave it away? He's like, I just seen you wearing a lot of Ghostbusters shirts. I was like, yeah. I enjoy it, and I just walked away. cool. So, Ben, anything else on your mind besides raining down praise on us?
Yeah.
Which we thank you for.
No. I just wanted to say I noticed even on the old pictures or videos of the original Ghostbusters, you have people just putting their little unhappy faces, and I posted something. I forgot. On Facebook, I forgot who I posted it on, but it just went overboard to me that it doesn't matter what you have now. It could be something that's classic, and people just want to put their little sad faces and angry faces, and they just want to, like, get negative about everything now.
Yeah, it's like a scapegoat for all their negativity.
Yeah, there's a lot of pent-up frustration.
Yeah.
Why don't you...
driving me crazy because...
Yeah.
You don't want to add to it, right?
Right, and I've noticed that too, Ben. Like, anytime they post something, anytime anybody posts anything related to Ghostbusters now, within a few comments, somebody's going to say something negative about the new movie.
Mm-hmm.
Jake, you were Facebook abstinent for like 6 months. You just got back on fairly recently. What has your impression been since jumping back into the fold?
At the worst time ever.
I immediately wanted to get rid of my Facebook again. Like, the first day I reactivated, the first thing I saw was just like some of the worst shit I've ever read, you know, by like friends of mine. And I'm just like, what the fuck is this garbage? It upsets me so much. I've reactivated, but I've barely been on it because I can't stand some of the stuff I'm seeing.
Yeah,
right.
It's pretty crazy, and I would say it's getting out of hand, but it's the internet, so it's guys, this is just getting out of hand.
Right.
Chase, like we were talking about earlier, you've been in this community for a really long time. Have you ever seen anything like this?
No, I mean I've seen a lot of crazy stuff, but it's never been this bad, and it's never been this divided, and it's never been this heated on both sides, really. I mean, the negative, obviously the ones that are anti-reboot, they're coming from a negative place already, so therefore, the negativity is more obvious. Some, not many really, but some of the positive, I don't know, it's like there is a thing that pervades our society right now that I kind of equate to sports, where people are raised where, like, this is my team and I hate that team. And it goes in religion and it goes in politics. And now we're seeing it in nerd culture where it's like, I don't care what points you have, you're on that side, so you're wrong, and I'm absolutely right. And it's just, I don't know, it's sort of, it's a symptom of the downfall of society. That's
yeah.
my take on it.
Chase just
war.
Got real.
It got
yeah.
so deep.
Cool. You know what, hey. This what weird thing is happening right now? So, like, the whole negativity, the back and forth thing, like, you know, first of all, like, I'm just so sick of it. Like, I don't know what episode this is. What episode are we on? 16 or something?
16,
and
17,
every episode,
something.
You know, we had, there's been so much negativity that it's just like, who gives a fuck what you think at this point? But mm-hmm. the thing that I've started to notice is that, okay, so we haven't had a Ghostbuster movie in about 30 years. And the last time we got, in that 30 years, the most we got as far as, like, merchandise was a couple years back when Maddie Collector started putting shit out. But now that this movie's coming out, there's, like, all kinds of toys. There's merchandise. Ecto Cooler is back. There's so much that, and that's really great. And you would think that no matter what someone thought of the new film, they would be excited about all the new merchandise. But then mm-hmm. there are people who are like, this is too much merchandise. I won't buy it. Like, people are freaking out because they're like, no.
Oh, it's
they're like,
too much
I've
food.
Seen,
I need
I've seen multiple people be like, oh, Ghostbusters is less like Star Wars now. Wait, why are you complaining that we have, like, a choice of the things we want to buy? Like, if this is your favorite movie or franchise, why the fuck are you complaining that you can that there are 15 different versions of a figure out? Like, I don't understand that at all.
You know, I'll say this because I did make one complaint, and I feel that my complaint is completely valid. Ghostbusters licensed marshmallows do not fit in Ghostbusters licensed marshmallow guns. That is fucked
See,
up.
No, that's a,
and the Ghostbusters logo on the Ghostbusters marshmallow bag, the one on the ends, only has half of the ghost. The other half's just gone. It's just black. It's like they just
now
didn't
see, but I can agree. Yeah, I can agree with you on that because you're not complaining that the Ghostbuster marshmallows exist. You're just complaining that it doesn't quite make sense with, you know, another product. But I don't know.
Meet your expectations.
Yeah, and if those Ghostbusters Twinkies don't fit in my Ghostbusters officially licensed Twinkie launcher, we're going to have a problem. Cool. All right, guys, so we got a bunch of people.
I'm about to go to Urban Dictionary and create an entry for Twinkie launcher for you
I
guys.
Knew that.
Twinkie launcher?
I know a thing or two about
cool.
launching Twinkies.
All right, cool. So we got a bunch of people on hold. We're gonna get to everybody, but we're having a lot of fun here. We've had this
Twinkie
been,
launch.
We've had Twinkie launch. We've had Robin Shelby. It's been great. All right, cool. So thanks, Ben from Tampa, for calling in. We really appreciate it. Next up, we have the 860 area code. Who are you and where are you calling from?
My name is Ray, and I am from Connecticut.
Ray
what's up,
from
Ray?
Connecticut. What's up, man?
Yes. Not much. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. Thanks for calling Yes Have Some. You haven't called in before, have you?
Nope. This is my first time calling in. I've been following you guys online, and just figured I'd call in. It's just been this insane wave of all sorts of things this week with the Ecto Cooler and the people going crazy on Facebook and Twitter and Dan Aykroyd putting out that press release. Like, there's just tons of stuff, so I figured I'd call in to chat for a minute.
Yeah, for
right.
sure. My mom's been calling me for 3 days and I have not been answering the phone, and I finally answer it today. She goes, Craig, I have to tell you something. I thought it was an emergency, and I was like, oh my God, what's going on? She's like, did you see what Dan Aykroyd said about the new Ghostbusters?
And
I was
crazy.
Like, I was like, no, Mom.
Yeah.
What did Dan Aykroyd say about Ghostbusters? So, Ray, so yeah, like you said, it's been a crazy week. Ecto Cooler We're next month. The movie's coming out. Our very own Abigail Gardner wrote her own little expose.
Yeah.
She boiled over officially.
I did.
We'll link that on the Yes House.
Good.
Was it a meltdown?
It was a manifesto.
I wouldn't call it a meltdown.
It was a woe manifesto.
It was a woe manifesto.
It was a
making herstory here.
putting people on notice. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's just not like not how the fandom should be. Like I totally understand
right.
people are divided, and that's totally fine. But like when you're taking it to a level of like you're shitting on Dan Aykroyd and you're crapping on every, like this is so good for Ghostbusters, like this movie's only going to lead to different things, and who knows how the movie's going to be, nobody's seen it yet, but the fact of the matter is that it's going to lead to all these other things if it's successful. So people just like are crazy. That's really what it is. Like how can you crap on Dan Aykroyd? Like the guy is awesome and people are just going off on him. It's insane.
Right.
But, you know.
God forbid the creator of Ghostbusters has something good to say about Ghostbusters, right?
Right, yeah.
Somebody I was talking to, there was a back and forth on Facebook or one of these message boards, and somebody's argument was, the thing that makes me mad is somebody's going to take their kid to this movie, and their kid's going to think that this is Ghostbusters. And they're not going to realize that there was already a Ghostbusters. And I just started laughing about that same scenario playing out with Ecto Cooler. Like some kid drinks Ecto Cooler this week and goes, this is clearly the first time this drink has ever been made. And I am enjoying it. Nothing came before.
Uh-huh.
It's funny you say that because I have a son who is 4. And he's I've shown him Ghostbusters, but not the scary parts. Not the part with, you know, Aykroyd and the ghosts and his pants coming. Just, you know, fun, the fun stuff. And he loved it. And then he saw the new girls, and he's like, "What's this?" And because he saw the proton, and he's putting it together, and now he knows their names, and now he's like, he can't wait for the movie. Like, and he understands that there's an old one, and I feel like, and that's cool. But there's gonna be a new generation that comes in, and they're gonna see this, and they're gonna be like, the parents can be like, "Hey, there's two ones before this, and they're great too," and they're gonna be
right.
a whole bunch of new fans for that one. And
right,
you know,
but wait,
and
there's more.
You know?
Yeah, it gets right. better.
Well, that's the thing I
yeah.
keep saying. It's going to appeal to kids and families. Kids are going to love it. There's not going to be any 7-year-olds who go to school. When school comes back and they go, they all talk about the movies they saw. No 7 or 8-year-old kid's going to go, "Yeah, I liked that new Ghostbusters movie, but I'm really hoping they, you know, kind of connect it to the originals and the next one." Like that. Like kids aren't going to say that. We're all going to want that. You know,
right.
we're all going to say something along those lines. But I mean, the thing I'm scared about is we can't have, you know. Ray, we can't have your 4-year-old son seeing 4 women on screen and thinking that that's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, God. God forbid he sees four funny, powerful women busting ghosts because it's only something
yeah.
men can do, right? It's
yeah.
disgusting.
Right. Yeah, that'll wreck his entire future.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm still confused as to how they even wear those proton packs.
Yeah, it mystifies me.
Well, Abby, you've worn a proton pack.
I have a lot of trouble wearing it.
Yeah, how does that work? Is there any, like...
I take it off, I put it on, I readjust constantly. It's very difficult
yeah.
with all the woman parts.
Yeah.
No, I do yoga,
time.
And I lift weights, and before I wear it, and it's awesome. I wore it for, like, what was it, 4 solid hours in the parade? I feel like because we got there to line up, we had to crowd... Oh, the Dragon Con parade. I have worn that thing for long periods of time, and I enjoy it. I think it's awesome, and... I'm looking forward to getting a new one because I think those are a little bit lighter weight. So,
and this is one where I'm sad that there's not a video accompaniment so that we can have the schematic drawings of why ladies can't wear proton packs.
Oh yeah, we'll post them on the Facebook.
Yes, have someone will. Yeah,
yeah. There was
go ahead.
No, go for it, Ray. You're good.
No, I was only gonna say I was gonna change the subject entirely, but I was gonna see if you guys had gotten. The Ecto Cooler, which seems to have died down just a smidge because everybody was going nuts about Coca-Cola and how they screwed it up, but
yeah.
now it seems like it's been pretty readily available online and everything. But did you guys get some? Were you guys able to get some?
Not in our hands.
Yeah, we haven't seen it. So we're all Georgia-based. We don't really have
okay.
it in grocery stores here, but I did manage to score 8 cases of the cans that will all be here Friday.
Set up.
Wow. Oh,
that's funny.
Well, so here's the thing
guys.
That happened. So Ray, were you able to get some?
I was. I got two of the juice boxes, and I got a couple of the cases online. I don't want to go crazy, but you know, I think I got two cases just to you know, just gotta spread the wealth. But
so this is kind of a funny story. So when they all went on sale, I was staying up late to see when the Amazon page was going to launch, and it basically I fell asleep before they went on sale, and by the time I woke up, they had sold out that first day. But we had a message from in the Georgia Ghostbusters official group chat. We had a message from Hal Clay, who's been on the show before, and he's like, "Guys, I ordered four cases of Ecto Cooler," and we were like, "Awesome, yeah, success." And then he messages us back a little while later. He's like, "Just got my confirmation. For some reason, they think I ordered Surge." So,
he
ordered Surge.
Yeah,
it was like 5
alert,
in the morning.
It was all Surge, which is cool.
So,
I was pretty excited. I've enjoyed Surge. I've never had Ecto Cooler, so hey, I don't know what I'm missing.
Yeah. I was hoping he ordered four cases of Yoo-Hoo in the can, because that's pretty rare too in the can.
In the can.
I ended up ordering four cases from one of the other grocery stores that was selling online, and then another four from Amazon. Originally, I was thinking I was gonna have to share with everybody, but Jake, I know you ended up getting some too.
Yeah, I was able to get three cases, just three cases to start. And I imagine it keeps, like, it's weird. Amazon, it keeps coming in, it goes out. You keep seeing people say, like, hey, it's available. You go check, and then it's gone. So I'll probably end up getting some more. And, of course, whenever I find the juice boxes, I'll grab some. But as of right now, I got three cases of those bad boys coming in on Friday.
Nice. Yeah. And then before I get off, I just wanted to also say, I happen to be one of the executive producers for the Ghost Heads documentary that's coming out, and I wanted to thank Abigail. You guys, when you guys told your story, it was absolutely moving. I wasn't there to help film it. You guys sent in your stuff, and I just watched it, and it was so cool to see your story kind of unfold. And I hope that the people can relate to it that are going through what you went through. And I just think it was a really awesome story, and I wanted to also thank you for sharing that with us, because couldn't have been easy. You know, that's not an easy thing to talk about. But I just wanted to thank you, because as somebody that worked on it, it was just awesome to see that. So.
Yeah, dude, that means a whole
lot.
Awesome. It was an honor to share it with you guys, and I hope that a lot of people can hear it and can relate, and that it'll do some good. And it meant a lot to be a part of that. I'm super stoked to see the final cut. So.
Yeah, Ghost Heads. It was really fun to take part of that, and the pleasure was ours. We really appreciate you calling in, Ray. And as far as release on Ghost Heads, when can we expect to see that video on demand or DVD?
So what we're trying to do right now is they just had a Cannes Film Festival, and that's all over. So we have it out to a couple of different people right now. Some studios are looking at it, and we're looking to get it the widest release it can get. But right now we're looking at having it possibly come out right before the new movie. So, you know, right before the new movie comes out in July, we'd love to have it come out and kind of piggyback off of that. So, but that's for Tommy Avalone and Lee Lachine and Brennan. They're doing all that stuff. I was a very small part of it. I just wanted to say it was great, and we're hoping it'll be out right before the new movie. So
very cool.
Right,
we appreciate
on. Can't
it.
Wait.
It's so funny to hear a reference to the new Ghostbusters. Somebody on, I can't help it, sometimes I just have to be a little snarky on social media, and someone on Facebook was like, "When does the new Ghostbusters movie come out?" And I was like, "According to Dan Aykroyd, it goes into production next spring."
So, and perfect. That's perfect.
I don't think Dan's ever going to be on our show.
Not at this point.
Ray. Man, we really appreciate it. Have a great rest of the night, and please call back.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank
you. I will. Thank you guys for taking the call. Have a good night.
Absolutely.
Bye.
You too.
All right, bye.
Cool.
Talking
about it. And I'd like to take this time also to say that Ghost Heads will also, of course, be screening at DragonCon this year as part of PKE Surge on the Saturday at DragonCon.
Absolutely. Saturday night at DragonCon, we will have that's going to be so much fun.
That's going to be good.
That's going to be
good.
It
is. I'm really excited.
We're going to screen Ghost Heads. Brendan Mertens, the director, is going to be there. We're going to all be there. Mitchell's going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
We need to get Mitchell on the show, man.
We do. The podcasting king.
We should podcast from the tree when we're there.
We're alienating our audience.
Guys,
let's go to our next caller.
We are. Yeah, sorry.
All right, cool. All right, 757, you're on the line. Who are you? Where are you from? And do you have Ecto Cooler?
Can we have
some? Dan Harshman. Dan Harshman, Chesapeake, Virginia. First time caller. Long time listener. Yes, I have Ecto Cooler.
Hang up on him. Prank.
I have to make an admission. I really just wanted to listen to tonight's show, and I couldn't find a link. I couldn't find a link to just listen. So I was just like, oh, I guess I'll just call. So here I am.
Oh, all right.
You like it?
Cool.
Yep.
We're just piling on.
Take it.
Dan Harshman.
Yep.
Of the Ghostbusters.
Yep.
Is it? Wait, it's Ghostbusters Virginia.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not
Ghostbusters
Virginia.
Virginia. I've actually been really excited about Ghostbusters Virginia in the past month. We're really making a push towards publicizing Ghostbusters Virginia. We're 20 likes away on our Facebook from hitting 1,000 likes. So I'm really excited about that. Yeah, we've kind of reunified our franchise and reopened up the lines of communication. And instead of focusing on the new movie or anything like that, we're focusing more on events and we're focusing more on community efforts, which I'm really excited about. You know, of course, PKE Surge coming up, that's really exciting. We just did Tidewater Comic Con, which was a 2-day show. We're going to be up at Richmond, Virginia for Richmond Comic Con later this month. We're in talks right now with Williamsburg, Virginia for a Halloween event that they're doing. We're also arranging we're going to be part of a suicide walk, and we're also doing a live walk for, I don't know if you guys have talked about it at all, but the digital 5K that's based out of Florida, the Ghostbustin' 5K that's happening, we're also arranging on July 17th a live walk of our group and whoever joins us that day, hopefully a bunch, to do that walk live on July 17th. So we're really excited about that as well. That's raising money for Parkinson's disease. We have a lot of awesome, awesome team members. I mean, just like Georgia, Virginia is monstrous. So, you know, we have Jamie Hodges, Jesse, Adam up in Richmond. We have Phil Hassanin. We have Bart Thornton, Josh with his Ecto Mini, which is fantastic. We have a lot of great members that we're really just pulling together and making a lot of really awesome stuff happening that I'm super, super excited about. We're going to be doing a fan patch run soon, hopefully stickers that I can push on you guys at Dragon Con. That'll be fun. So a lot of really fun excitement. I'm mostly at this point just trying to stave off negative vibes from everybody, because it's so prevalent, and it's not even one thing where it's not just one side, it's both sides. And I'm just like, I'm kind of tired of everybody in regards to that. Yeah, you know, it's gotten to the point now where on some of the Ghostbuster pages, they're like, oh, well, if you're pro reboot, you're pro this politician. If you're anti reboot, you're pro this politician. I'm like, how does that even make sense? Who's writing this shit?
It's a very obvious equation. And I think I figured it out. If you're against the reboot, I have nothing. I've got nothing to say. Dan, you got some really awesome stuff going on, man. That's really cool. It's cool to see the franchises really active. I know Chase and Jake and I, we're talking the other day about how GB fans kind of used to have a different vibe, and the franchises used to kind of have a different vibe. And it's really cool to see everybody so active. I didn't really know about the digital 5K. Is there anywhere we could just send money? Because Georgia Ghostbusters don't walk. We're not going to walk.
We don't do walk.
No.
We don't do walk.
No, we're not a walking breed.
I'll dig up the link. I'll send it to you guys. I'll send it to you through a PM so you can boost the signal on your podcast and for Georgia Ghostbusters and stuff like that. It's really an awesome event. You actually get a physical Ghostbusters medal for completing the 5K. And the unique thing about it is you have a window until like July 24th to sign up and do the walk. You can do it at any point in time. And, you know, you don't have to necessarily run it. You can swim it. You can bike it, you know, but you get a physical medal that has the No Ghost logo on it and Slimer, and it says Ghostbustin' 5K on it. You get a racer bib with whatever your number is on there, and you get to kind of, you know, you can order a T-shirt extra, and it's only like $34 when it's all said and done. And I'm
That's
like,
amazing.
How are people – Yeah, it's such an awesome event. I'm actually, like, I feel bad because something like this is totally going in the undercurrent because everybody wants to talk about how sexist people are, I guess. I guess that's more important than sending out the positive vibes.
I have a good idea. For all the people who are against the movie but are still probably going to see it because it's Ghostbusters, sign up for the 5K, and then when you have your long, sad walk home from the theater, you can just walk it off. You can walk it off, and then you can earn a medal. No, I'm just being silly, man. That's really cool. Dan, send me that link. We'll post the link on our page. And, if people want to sign up for that, that sounds like a really cool event. It's good to see that you guys are so active. I know the Georgia Ghostbusters have a bunch of events coming up. Actually, let's promote the next one. We got the Southern Fried Gaming Expo.
Mm-hmm.
The Georgia Ghostbusters
it's gonna be amazing.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, tell us about it.
It's in Atlanta. You can go on Facebook to the Southern Fried Gaming Expo. We are – I don't know if we're judging, but we're hosting the first ever Ghostbusters pinball.
We're playing some pinball
tournament. There's having a Ghostbusters pinball tournament with the new game. We're going to be out there. We're working with Sony's local marketing team, handing out some promotional material, and we're going to be playing pinball all day with a bunch of with a bunch of nerdy gamers.
Eat some pizza.
And we're going to eat some pizza. So it's going to be great.
That sounds like a pretty good time to me.
Guys, I got to play that pinball machine while I was out west, and dude, it's so fun. It's like it looks cool. All the sound bites and the little videos are great. That pinball machine is amazing.
Yeah.
I've been doing a little research on it, and apparently there's two versions. There's a pro version and a standard version, and there's like subtle differences in what's laid out on the table and like how the ball returns and stuff. Like the I think it's the pro version. Yeah, well, like the pro version has a digital ball return where the computer just randomly decides whether or not you get the ball back when it goes in the side instead of it being mechanical. It looks pretty cool. They're going to have both out there, and there are several people in state who have bought them. They're actually going to be picking up their machines at the event, and their machines, I guess this is part of buying it through that group or whatever, but from what I understand, their machines are going to be on display and having other people play them before they purchase them or whatever. So,
that sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, it's awesome.
I just
peeped
all over your game. Sorry.
Hey, man, I got pizza grease all over the Ernie Hudson knob.
Said the guy who let another guy open all of his cards.
Craig, don't be silly. You know there's no Ernie Hudson knob.
No, he's not even on the game. It's just Ray again.
They put Eddie Murphy on there.
Bill Murphy.
Bill Murphy. Cool. Dan, thank you for that update. We're going to go to some other callers. We've got a bunch of people on. Do you want to keep listening?
Yeah, I certainly do.
All right, cool, man.
Too bad.
Too bad. You're out of here. Gunshot noise. Dan, thanks for calling, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Love you.
Cool. I didn't know who that was. No, I'm just kidding. Dan Harshman, good stuff. Let's keep going. We got people on the line here. Not going to lie. 917 area code. You are on the air. What is your name? Where are you from? And do you have Ecto Cooler you could share with the universe?
Hey, guys. It's Luna Mars. I'm from New York, and I did order Ecto Cooler just yesterday on Amazon.
What's up, girl?
Hey.
Cool.
How are you guys?
Luna. So, hey, how are you? You haven't called the show before, so welcome to Have Some Live for the first time.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
So
Katie
what's going
and I were
on
very
there,
sad that you didn't make it to Ruckus's, by the way.
Say that again?
Katie and I were very sad that you didn't make it out to Ruckus's for the Boston Parade.
I know, I was very sad too. But I was on a boat in the Caribbean, so...
Well, there's that. Okay. Now we know where we stand.
Yeah, but I was calling in to see if you guys had played the new arcade game that's at Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, that was super tight.
Yeah,
I haven't played it.
I know. I haven't seen it anywhere. I was looking for it. You guys got a Dave, Craig, Abby, you guys got a Dave and Buster's. Have you been out there to check it out?
We have not been, but we need to go. I've seen pictures online. It's got, like, the two cutouts where you can put your faces and, like, take pictures. We went to Dave & Buster's. We played, like, they have two Jurassic Park games. They did not have the Ghostbusters game yet. So I'm, like, super pumped to go up and get in there.
The problem is you
the
have to go to Dave.
The machine is beautiful.
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, it looks really cool. And I know some of the Dave & Buster's nationally were doing, like screenings of Ghostbusters. And it's just so weird. There's just so much Ghostbusters stuff everywhere. I feel like overwhelmed, I think.
Right. Yeah.
In a good way. I haven't bought any of the new stuff yet just because I'm like, I don't even know where to begin.
Yeah, it's an investment. Get a new shelf.
Yeah. My theory is buy everything and then buy it again.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool. So, Luna, anything on your mind specifically? I know you asked about the game. That kind of went dead because none of us have played it.
Right.
We were talking about early, Abby, our very own Abigail Gardner, she posted a little something online, kind of her feelings as one of our lady community members, kind of not boiling over.
What's up, girl?
Kind of a, hey, here are some of my thoughts laid out. Mm-hmm. So you're you know, definitely in the community. You're ingrained. You're a franchise member. You do all the events. What is your stance right now going into the movie? Even though Dan was just on the line and he was like, we're not going to talk about the brand new Ghostbusters movie that's coming out. I think most of the people here probably want to know what you think.
Yeah, I think we do want to talk about it.
No offense, Dan.
Well, most people would say that I'm not, not I'm biased because I'm in it. I did work
right,
on it.
Right.
So, but funny story though, is that when it first was announced and I heard that it was a reboot, I wasn't a fan. I was not excited about it. And I was like, this is not going to be great. But over time I started to grow to like it. And then of course I got cast in it. So being on set, and I've said this like 100 times already, but being on set and seeing everyone's hard work, dedication, everyone having fun with it, it reminded me that this is real people who are working on the movie. You know, they're friends, people that you could be friends with. So out of respect for anyone's craft, acting, prop making, music,
production.
Any of that. Yeah. Anything to do with production. It just kind of reminded me like, oh yeah, well, people are working hard on this. It's not just Paul Feig and the four of them in a basement, you know, saying, ooh, we're going to do whatever we want.
Right.
With a disposable camera. Guys, let's make a Ghostbusters movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so many people involved.
And the fact is, a lot of those people that were working on that movie were women, and that's fucking awesome. I worked as a production assistant. I did an internship on a TV show over the fall and winter, and being a female working among a lot of dudes, I experienced, like, you know, I what I'd say is a lot of people questioned why I was there. There's kind of a misconception of, like, why, as a female, why would you want to work behind the scenes? A lot of people assume that you're just, like, probably sleeping with someone in charge, et cetera.
Well,
I
not work.
Yeah, but what I'm saying
I went to school.
Ghostbusters employed
to school
a lot of women.
It's true.
Awesome. It's hard to get jobs in that industry without some kind of preconceived notions or without trying to break through some barriers. And I worked on a show and I had my tools in my pocket and I learned how to use power tools and I did painting and lifting and loading a truck and doing a trucker's hitch and all that kind of shit. And it was empowering. And I think that more women should be behind the scenes and in front of the camera and doing as much as fucking possible. So anyway, that's awesome that you were in it, girl. And I totally support it.
Oh yeah, dude, I'm so excited to just see the scene that I'm in. Like, oh my God, it's going to be amazing. I'm probably going to cry a lot in this theater. But
I know I am, and I'm not in it.
You know, I've been, and I do acting. I've worked on a lot of movies, a lot of TV shows, and I'm going to tell you the God's honest truth. Working on Ghostbusters, they were the nicest people I've ever worked with. And I've worked with some people who are really, really shitty and really mean to anyone on set. But they were the nicest people I've ever worked with. And that alone, just, I walked away from it. Like, man, I am so pumped about this.
Right.
That's so
that's
cool.
Awesome.
That's really cool.
It trickles down from above, too. So that's highly of everyone that worked on that.
So, I mean, we had Paul Feig on the show. And I don't know, from my limited interactions with Paul Feig and from just knowing how people talk about him and knowing how his actors and actresses talk about him and people that have worked with him, I imagine when you have a director with that, who's that gracious, who's that creative, with that personality, like Abby just said, it's top down. That's going to trickle down to the actors, actresses, the crew. So it actually doesn't surprise me. So when you read those people online who are like, you know, unnamed source says production was terrible, everybody was miserable, Leslie Jones and Kristen Wiig were at each other's throats the whole time, it's kind of like, yeah, you know, maybe, but probably not.
Yeah, then you need to watch that Ellen segment and see them all dancing with each other and doing, like, the conga on the way in. Like, obviously, they have amazing chemistry. I read a really good article from one of the – after that embargo was lifted, there was a really good article. I can't remember. Maybe we'll reference it later. But people who were on set, like, doing interviews, like, felt that really good nature and that positivity and, like, enjoyed themselves. And I just don't understand some of the – the hate that it's getting, because it seemed like it was a really good time being there. And from everything that you're saying, dude, like, it was a good time. So,
yeah, there's no other – every other film I've worked on, I've never had the director talk to me, acknowledge my existence. You know, I spoke to him multiple times over the week, and it was just – he's the nicest guy. And, you know, some people will say, oh, he could be a nice guy. It doesn't mean he's going to make a great movie, but I still respect that at the end of the day. I don't care what kind of movie he makes.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Respect the guy.
Well, thanks for sharing that. That's really cool. So we got a bunch of people on hold, but Luna, will we be seeing you at PK Surge this year?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, cool.
Okay, very cool.
Cool.
Yeah. Chase, Jake, anything before we move on? Any parting words to Miss Luna Mars?
Hey, no,
can't wait to see you at PK Surge.
Yeah.
I'm just going to talk over Jake.
Same stuff. What, Chase? What up?
There's him.
Cool. Oh, and also, Luna, if you want to go ahead and plug your Twitter or anywhere people can find you.
Yeah, where can we find you?
On social media.
Oh, yeah. I'm everywhere. At Luna X Mars on Twitter, on Instagram. I'm on Facebook, Luna X Mars. You can find me pretty easy.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for calling. It's so awesome.
Yeah. Glad to be here. Thanks so much. Bye.
Right.
Yeah, bye. Keep to your scene, girl.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye. Cool, Luna Mars calling in.
All right.
It's like girl power hour.
Girl time,
girl
time.
We got Abby, we got Luna, Chase is here.
Woo!
Woo!
Chase, you better put your shirt on.
Oh, take it back off.
I'm going to dress myself in my best outfit.
I hope so.
Oh, man. Cool. How you guys feeling? We got a half hour left. We're going to keep rolling through calls. I'm trying to keep up and see who's been on and who hasn't been on. So let's see here. Next, we are going to 520 area code. 520, who are you? Where are you calling from? And do you have ecto cooler? No one has answered this, by the way.
Yeah, everyone
everyone's
just
like,
right back.
Yeah,
you get too many questions. You can't do three questions at once.
Okay, here's the question. Who are you?
Well, it's there yes and no. There's two of us actually calling in. Returning calls to Ronan. And then we got the one and only great artist, Mr. John Yurkapa the Fourth, online with me on a conference.
Hello, hello, hello.
All right, double prizes.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Welcome, guys. Well, thanks for calling back, Ronan. And John, right? Is that who you said it was?
Yes, that's me.
Yeah, John, cool, man. Your art is amazing. Like,
yeah, dude.
It's everywhere. You guys
love.
I've been looking at your grams for a while now.
Yeah, and you made us that great Jillian Holtzman looking at listening to the Yes Have Some cassette.
That was the best thing of the entire world.
Yeah, it was very cool.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that's
I love
true.
That.
I did make that.
Well, cool. So what's on your mind, guys? We got the two-for-one special here.
Yeah, talk to us.
Well, we're live in Atlanta.
I'm still trying to get my Ecto Cooler. I'm a little disappointed. I've been hunting it since day one now, since it was supposed to be released, and L.A. is having, like, an ecto-cooler drought. I can't explain it.
Yeah. It's dry out there.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And here's the weirdest thing. I live, like, a block away from the Chinese theater. And the Chinese theater has all these little shops and stores around it. And there's legit, like, a Stay Puft Marshmallow store. But it's empty. All that's there is, like, the Stay Puft Marshmallow logo across the front door. And then there's a little patch of cement that has, like, Stay Puft's footprints and signature because it's the Chinese theater. And then on the back wall, there's a big, like, mock-up of his head. But it's empty.
No.
And I thought for sure that thing was going to open back up with the movie coming out. But nothing.
Yeah, that shut down this past year, didn't it?
Say what?
Well, then the Stay Puft candy, that it was a candy store, it shut down this past year, didn't it?
I honestly couldn't tell you. I've only lived here for like a year, so it's been closed.
Oh, okay. Well, at one time, it was open, and it wasn't really Ghostbusters related, but they had Stay Puft stuff in there, and it was mostly candy and marshmallows, and kind of. I have a few friends that had gone, and several people that have gone this year, you know, as you said, saw that it had been shut down, and yeah, I agree. It seems like they would have. It would have been some easy marketing to be like, hey, there's already a Stay Puft store here. Why not use
right.
it to, yeah, pitch the stuff for the new movie? But yeah, counterintuitive.
Well, here's the big question.
I guess
question.
It might be.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. What's the big question?
well, how do we get that Stay Puft out of there?
I've been working on it. I've actually, like, you can't get in because it's all locked up and everything. But I've taken some pictures. And you know how people, like, when they're building props, they have, like, the thing where you can take the photo and then try to use it to assume, like, how long everything is and figure out dimensions? I did that with the head, and I'm trying to see, like, what the best way would be to get it out of there, but I haven't figured it out yet. So I'll let
you
know.
I can tell you the best way. There's a big plate glass window in the front. You hit it with a large rock.
That's
probably the easiest. I'm really
you know what? You just use a glass cutter and pop in there like Tom Cruise.
Guys, so Ron and John, you guys are franchise members, different franchises. Let's just put it this way: it's a good thing that the Georgia Ghostbusters aren't like being relocated to Southern California, because I guarantee you, on day one, Chase and Hal and Jake would be pulling off this Stay Puft height. Like, it's not.
Thorin's there too.
Yeah, they would be. Ramming that window and getting that thing out of there, and Hal would be like, I don't care. It's not my store. I'll break the window.
Hey, you know what? I feel like that'd be one of those times where I hear the sirens and I lean out my window. I'm like, oh man, they did it.
Right.
Oh man.
Hal steals a six pack of Surge.
Cool. So what's on your guys' mind tonight besides of all this this rowdiness we
yeah,
got going on?
Yeah, what's stressing y'all out?
Oh man, I
am not being able to find Ecto Cooler, but I luckily I got my hands on some. I went to the Cinemark the other day, and that very day that it was released, I read online that Cinemark carried them. I had just eaten lunch, so I was pretty full, and I said, well, you know what, let me go check the concession stand real quick. I walk up and there's a big ass Ecto Cooler sign, like, holy shit. And then I look to my right, and there's four rows stocked of Ecto Cooler. I bought eight of them. So,
eight's the key number. You got to have eight cases.
Yeah, no, it's perfect.
It's the magic number. So I bought eight cans at $3 a pop. I didn't care. And I was walking around with a penguin because the pockets were full.
Yeah.
I like that. I called the Cinemark here the day they came out, and the lady literally laughed at me.
She laughed so hard.
I said, hey, did you guys get Ecto Cooler into the concession stand? And she goes, ha ha, what?
I got the cashier. Cinemark this morning, and they had nothing. I called them, and the lady was like, oh, yeah, the thing, we got it. We got a pretty good stock of it. I was like, cool, I'm on my way. I get there, and the lady's like, there's a new Ghostbusters movie? When does that come out? I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. Then I walk out of the theater and I'm like, this is ridiculous. I look back, just like in disbelief, like this trip was for nothing. And she's like wearing the Cinemark, you know, all the employees need to wear it hype shirt that says Ghostbusters July 15th. I'm like, you need to be fired.
Got in a bind of that.
Oh, I went to a Cinemark and tried to buy that shirt off one of the employees.
No, I'll trade you.
I literally considered applying for a job there, getting the job, being given my shirts, and then just not showing up.
Nice.
Well,
I wish I was. I made a deal
with one of the guys that worked at Cinemark, so I got one on hold for me.
Cool, very cool. All
right, cool.
Cool. The only problem is it's got the Cinemark logo on the front. It says Ghostbusters on the back. So if you wear it, people are just going to think you work at the movie theater. Unless they're looking at your back.
Or something on there.
Okay.
Right.
Put a patch on it.
Give it a crisscross.
Cool. It's a golf shirt.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, cool, guys. And, really appreciate you calling in. Anything else on your mind? I know we've been talking about how chaotic things are out there. It's crazy out there.
Yeah.
We took our own head
count. It's ridiculous.
John, take center stage. Go ahead. Vent your frustration.
Oh, man. I got to give it up to Abby, because that thing that you posted earlier was I stopped and I danced a little jig. I did a heel click, and I had my hands in the air. I felt like, I mean, you took us all to church at that moment, and I couldn't have said it even any better. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, if Brian can tell you all day long, the only people that I talk to about Ghostbusters are him. We have a chat where it's me and him and this other guy who's a friend of ours, Joseph, and we have like a little Facebook chat where we talk about Ghostbusters and all kinds of other stuff too. And between those two guys and my wife, I don't talk to anyone else about Ghostbusters because I don't know anyone else that I can talk to and be like, guys, let's just talk about it because it's going to be awesome, or I'm looking forward to it. What do you think it's going to be like? I've had so many people who just like hit me up and they're like, yeah, you wouldn't like it if you'd read the Sony emails, or you, how can you expect, like, how can you be okay with like people taking their kids to see Ghostbusters and their kids feeling like they don't have to watch the first two to, you know, to feel like a Ghostbusters fan? I'm like, that's probably one of the best things about it. Like, for us, we want the connection, but you don't want to have to ask viewers to do homework to enjoy a movie. Like, that's going to make people not want to see it, especially 30 years later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's weird. And the funny thing, you brought up the Sony emails, and I've had, like, I'll admit it, I read every one of those Sony leaked emails. I was looking for the Ghostbusters Alive Again script, thinking that that link's going to be buried in there. You can't find it. And yeah, was it slightly messy behind the scenes leading up to Ghostbusters? Yeah, it was. Guess what? It's called a fucking movie business.
Yeah.
I would love to read the behind the scenes. We would all hate everybody.
Yeah. Things get fucking messy.
It's a business. It's a business. And, you know, Sony approached Paul Feig. He laid out what he wanted to do. They said yes. And there was probably some disagreements at the beginning. But, like, those – so I put it this way. If this was, like, a trial, none of that would be evidence that could go into court, right? Because I don't know.
Yeah, none of it's admissible.
I feel like I sound smart when I say that. But it was out of context, one-off emails, and there's always going to be more to the story. And, you know, if you want to use that as your you know, what you're – hanging your hat on to be against the movie, then, you know, that's your thing. But it gets a little frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
I'm constantly amazed and amused by the whole, what, people don't want people to be bringing the kids to this movie. I mean, it's not Deep Throat. It's not Apocalypse Now. It's a Ghostbusters movie. You're not going to shatter the kids' future or emotion or ego or whatever just because they didn't know about the other Ghostbusters
or perception of reality.
Right, kids aren't going to walk out of the theater and go, well, it was pretty entertaining, but yeah, the Paul Feig and Ivan Reitman really weren't on the same page going into this. And I just, you know, I mean, the guy directed Meatballs, for God's sake. Look, we love Ivan
I've
Reitman.
I've heard from one of my friends who has gone into a couple times the theaters that I have yet to see the trailer on the big screen.
Oh, you with us?
I think we lost him.
Oh, man.
Okay, cool. That was a bummer. So, listen, Ronan, John.
Yeah.
Call back. You guys there?
Oh. I'm here.
John's
still. Oh, you guys are there?
Yeah, we're here. You got cut off a little bit.
Cool. Sorry. You cut out right when you said somebody was seeing something on the big screen.
Oh, yeah. I have yet to see the trailer on a big screen. I go to the theaters like twice a week, so it's kind of pissed me off. And I've gone to like the theater, to the movies where they say that the trailer plays before. I've yet to see it. But one of my buddies says that every time he goes, the best reaction that trailer gets from the kids. So, I mean, there you go, man. You know?
Yeah. One more question. Ronan, you're in Arizona, right?
Yeah, I am.
So, apparently there was some test screenings out in Arizona last week. Do you know anybody that attended those screenings?
Oh, yeah. And I can tell you I know – well, like me, I'm the type of person I wanted to know about it. And one of a close friend to me and John saw it. And I know beat for beat the plot from the beginning to the end of the movie, all the scenes and everything that happens in it. So.
Yeah, I mean, he's dangerously close. He's dangerously close to getting – slapped as well.
Yeah.
He can't keep his
mouth
shut.
Well, put it this way. No spoilers. Don't give anything away. What did this person that saw it? Because it was reported that the movie did well, that it played through the roof. So did he enjoy the film? Hello.
Another big buildup.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
All right, all right. When I asked, you guys cut off when I asked if your friend enjoyed the movie at least. Did he enjoy it without spoiling anything?
Yeah, I'm here. I got cut off for like 10 seconds.
Okay. Cool.
What was your question?
Yeah. Oh, cool. I was just asking, without giving any spoilers, your friend who was at the test screening, did he enjoy himself at least?
He enjoyed himself. He laughed. There's one thing that I think that I talked about last time that I said that I thought that Leslie Jones was going to steal the show. He told me that by far that was his favorite character in the whole movie. So that's
nice.
One thing I'll give away. So he said that she rocked in the movie.
Cool,
man.
He was compelled.
Cool. Well, cool, guys. We only got 15 minutes left. We still got a bunch of people on hold, so we're going to rock it through. Thank you so much for calling in,
cool.
And please don't be strangers.
Yeah,
for sure. And, you know, keep your eyes open. I'll post a whole lot more art leading up to when the movie comes out because I'm a nerd like
cool.
that. So.
We'll be sharing it. John, do you want to plug your Instagram or anything where you always post your art?
Yeah, for sure. Both Instagram and Twitter is just at JohnYourCaba4, the number 4. That's JohnYurCaba4.
Cool, man. Thank you so much. We
good
appreciate
stuff.
You guys. We'll talk to you next time.
Yeah, right. For sure. Take it easy.
Thanks, cool. Y'all.
Bye, guys.
All right, cool. So we got people still on hold. It got a little confusing over here. So if I come to you and you've already been on, I'm going to cut you off.
Dan.
That's how pro we are.
That's how we're going to do it.
646, who's this?
Hello?
646?
Right.
646.
All right. Nobody's there.
Moving on.
You're out of here.
Moving on up.
All right.
Hello.
602 area code. Who are you and where are you calling from?
That's me. Yay. Hi. Can you guys hear me?
Hi.
Yeah.
Who's
calling?
Oh, so exciting. Hi, I'm Kitty. I'm also from Arizona, actually.
Oh, what's up, girl?
Hey.
Hi.
Kitty from Arizona.
I loved your opening.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some excitement going on there.
I'm very excited. This is the first time I've ever called in, actually.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for calling in. What brings you to the Yes Have Some live domain this evening? I don't know why I thought it's like Red Shoe Diary. I'm like David Duchovny.
Well, I saw the post and I'm like, I'm going to call in. I have time. So I wanted to hear everyone's opinion and if anyone got any Ecto Cooler. I happened to get 3 cases today from Amazon, but they're
what?
Not going to be here till. Dad.
That's okay though. At least you got them cut. Like that's something to look forward to in a couple days.
Yeah, peace of mind.
Yes,
been ordered.
So instead,
we're in the same boat.
Instead, I'm making homemade Ecto Cooler.
Oh,
and tell us how you do that.
Well, I looked up the video, and the most popular one was by the Ghostbusters Chicago division. They had a cute little video on Nerdist. And they, let's see, there was tangerine juice, orange juice. There's like a ton of sugar involved, some green
yeah.
food coloring, some blue food coloring. And then you mix it all with water and it makes like a gallon. It's really tasty, really sugary.
Very cool.
It's so good.
Cool.
We
were just talking to Ronan from Arizona. You're also from Arizona.
Yep.
I don't know if you know Ronan, but we were talking about the test screenings.
I know Ronan and John.
Oh, cool.
Oh,
cool. So they had some test screenings out in Arizona last week. Do you know anybody that attended those screenings?
I do know someone that attended the screening, and he came over and just gave me this in-depth, like, you know, his own, I'm losing my words, review of what he thought.
Yeah.
Well, before you go, I feel like we're breaking NDAs all over the place,
yeah,
I feel like.
Right.
Chase, you know about the law. Are we doing anything wrong?
Yeah, tell us. Get Ron
yes.
on the line.
Yes. If Ron were on the line, then he would be freaking out right now.
No.
He'd be like, don't do it.
What in the hell?
Everybody needs to shut the goddamn mouth. I don't even know how to do
it.
Guys,
cool,
when is Ron coming on the show?
He just...
Ron's always on the show. He's Ron's cool like Jesus. He's everywhere. He's in the trees.
He's taking the wheel.
Kitty, without giving any spoilers away, what did your friend say? Thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs in the middle?
For him, it was thumbs in the middle. But again, I love him. I don't trust his judgment. I'm sorry.
Okay, who's he voting for in the upcoming election?
Yeah, next question.
I'm just kidding.
I don't think we should get into that.
Okay.
Do that correlation.
Cool. John McCain, Arizona, represent.
Cool.
He is a war hero.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, cool. Well, Kitty, anything else?
Going to do just a small plug-in. I'm with the Arizona Ghostbusters. We got Phoenix Comic Con coming up this weekend. So we're going to be there. So anyone in the area, please come see us or give us a shout-out on our Facebook.
Awesome.
Very, very cool.
Sounds like fun.
Phoenix Comic Con, check it out. Check out the Arizona Ghostbusters. Wait, Arizona or Phoenix Ghostbusters?
Oh, no. We're Arizona. We've been around for 10 years, and we're damn proud of it.
That's good.
Right.
Wow.
It's weird when
Arizona.
It's
That's
weird
great.
When there's
no, the
a
Arizona state. Ghostbusters are like they are one of the most longstanding franchises. I'm very familiar with those guys, man. They've been around forever, and
cool.
they do a lot of like really good charity stuff.
Right. We really appreciate
I am
the good words there.
Jeff Lewis.
Yeah, I'm familiar. Yeah, exactly.
Jeff Lewis.
We met a lot of y'all when
we
were out there.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw y'all on social media.
Very cool.
So.
Very cool. Yeah.
Very cool, y'all.
Very cool. Well, Kitty, thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate it. Everybody go to Phoenix Comic Con. Check out the Arizona Ghostbusters. And
make that Ecto Cooler.
Get that Ecto Cooler going.
Hell yeah. I'm bringing it to Comic Con, so it'll be cool.
Cool. All right.
Thanks,
bye.
Guys.
Thanks.
Bye.
Cool. All right. We got a couple more minutes here. I don't know.
Let's just go with
we're
it.
We're
going to
save the
Let
last 5 minutes for just us. So a couple more calls. 613. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Yes. 3 for 3. Matt Provencel, Ontario Ghostbusters,
Whoa.
Cross Streams Radio. Yes, on Interdimensional Cross Rip. And again, on the live show for Yes, Have Some. What's up, guys?
You got a good track record, man.
You're always like, we're always squeezing you in like near the end.
Well, no, I called in a little bit earlier, but I know you guys had a really awesome conversation about the NDAs that everyone's breaking because of this test screening and the Ecto Cooler, and so I was listening in, so it was pretty cool. Yeah, I always seemed to get you right at the end. I always think that you guys are done, but I checked the time and I'm like, awesome. Okay, you guys are still on. So I was actually waiting to record a guest appearance for Interdimensional Cross Rip. We're going to be looking at the IDW series. So
cool.
While I was waiting for that to happen, I was going to give you guys a ring. Has anyone had type 2 diabetes yet because of all the Ecto Cooler they drank?
I'm still waiting on it. I ordered mine from Amazon, but it's not here yet.
I got type 3 diabetes.
So I'm sure you all know, I don't know if you've seen it on Twitter or not, but Canada got shafted with Ecto Cooler. So we're now dealing with the black market to try to sneak it into the across the border. So we're figuring it out.
I'm not going to lie. I've had multiple Canadian Ghostbusters reach out to me. They got that. They're kind of itching. They're itching their arm a little bit.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So I won't know
names. Hey, that's cool, though, because, you know, I'm itching for those Canadian Steelbooks, so, you know.
There
you
go.
Yes.
I just looked into it. The pre-order dates, it's like something like June 19th or June 20th or something like that.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah,
hey, man.
So, yeah, I'll keep you guys posted on that for sure, and we'll do, like, a swap, a trade.
Hey, fuck that. My next package coming from Canada is coming from Mr. Ryan Dole, and he's sending me a Bobby Heenan LJN action figure from like 1986.
Oh, nice.
So I was like,
very
hey,
nice.
Man. He was like, LJN. Ryan was like, hey, I'm going to a con. Are there any toys you're looking for? I was like, yeah, I know this is oddly specific, but if you see an LJN Bobby Heenan, that's what I want. And he found one. So.
Yeah. Yeah, Ryan, I think, is going cross-border with Chris Stewart to look for some Ecto Cooler. And
I just imagine, they could clearly drive, but they're just going to be, like, burying tunnels under the border.
That's why I'm still waiting to record with them. They're digging as we speak. Yeah, they're tunneling. So, I just wanted to call in real quick. ask what you guys thought about, obviously, Ecto Cooler Pandemonium. I'm getting flashbacks of Pepsi Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Fun fact, me and Adam Skinner, another, of course, Cross Streams Radio alum, were the only two people in Canada to win the Pepsi Perfect contest online. And so we had Pepsi Perfect delivered, hand-delivered to our house. He won because he got a Back to the Future insane tattoo. And so he proved to Pepsi that he was the biggest Back to the Future fan on the internet. And then I won a trivia contest, so we had it shipped last October. But I remember seeing those bottles for $200 a pop, just like the $200 case of Ecto Cooler that I'm seeing on eBay right now, which is pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Nobody overpay for Ecto Cooler. There's going to be tons available. It's not like the Pepsi Perfect thing. It's
PSA, please don't.
Just wait. So.
Cool.
Yeah, no, I'll definitely be looking into getting that and getting some sort of Amazon shipment or friends coming over. Also wanted to say that Ottawa Comic Con a few weeks ago was absolutely fantastic. Got to hang out with the Montreal Ghostbusters and some of the Ottawa guys and new team members. We saw a couple of girls with reboot costumes showed up, and everyone got high fives at the Ecto-1. It was absolutely awesome. Brendan had a really awesome screening of Ghost Heads, it looks like. So, yeah, it was really fun. Niagara Falls Comic Con is happening with the rest of Ontario Ghostbusters. And in Montreal in July, Ernie Hudson is coming to town. So that'll be really fun. So the Montreal
That's
guys are going to be
Christmas
bringing their
song.
Ecto-1.
Ernie Hudson is coming to town. My favorite Christmas song.
That is the new song. He's the coolest man on the planet. He is.
Matt,
the coolest man.
I hate to cut you off. We only got a couple minutes. We have one call going to have. No, you're good. Please, we'll work it out where you can call in earlier.
Yeah.
We love talking to you,
Less
man.
Less squeezing.
Cool. Yeah, no, thanks for having me. It's awesome. I'm glad that Ecto Cooler tastes delicious, supposedly, and I can't wait to get my hands on some.
Absolutely,
thanks,
buddy.
Dude.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Cool. Peace.
Have a good one. Bye. Cool. We like Matt. Matt's a good guy.
We like
all right.
Matt.
Last call. I'm giving you 30 seconds.
One
I'm
call,
so sorry.
That's all.
Unless we've already came to you. 631 area code, who is this?
What's going on, guys? Charlie Rivera from the new Ghostbusters of Long Island.
What's up, Charlie?
What's up, Charlie?
We're thanks for calling, man. We are up against the clock. We only got a couple minutes left.
No worries.
I'll hit and run, I promise. One,
cool.
Guys, as always, great show tonight. You keep me very entertained at work. I appreciate that. Amazing article. I'm glad you guys got some Ecto Cooler. I didn't. First, a little plug for my Long Island brethren. Katie's of Smithtown is going to host an event. It's going to be the 80s Extrava Gozer, so the new Ghostbusters of Long Island. Have to be there. Anyone in the area, please check it out. 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., both Friday, June 24th, and Saturday, June 25th. A topic maybe for another time, because I know you guys are going to boot my goofy ass off. All this talk about the reboot. People love it. People hate it. You guys know I'm not the most excited, but I'm excited that you're excited. My question is this. What I want is, now that we've had the women be able to take center frame, my dream list for a future Ghostbusters, cartoon, a comic, something to add to the fray, something new and exciting. I would love to see a Hispanic Ghostbuster. I'd love to see a black Ghostbuster that's a doctor or a scientist as opposed to the regular Joe. So I would eventually love to hear what you guys would dream of, either a sequel to 2016's Ghostbusters or another remake down the line or an animated feature. Some shit to write down. Tell me what you think so I'm entertained on the next show. I love the hell out of you guys. And thanks for letting me yell at you on the internet.
Awesome, man. Thanks for calling, dude. That's a good idea, I think, maybe for down the road for us to maybe do a show.
That would be a hell of an episode.
Idea.
Perhaps you come on my show. We'll do a crossover.
660.net.
I'm fucking Plug City today. Plug City, guys. you guys have a great night. Enjoy wrapping up the show. And if you don't mind, I would love to hear the end.
Cool, man. Sounds good. Thanks.
Thank you.